Mariner Books and Harper Audio present Inside the Empire, The True Power Behind the New York Yankees by Bob Clappish and Paul Solotaroff. Read by Bob Clappish.
To the crew at Casa Clappish, Christy, Casey, Kaylee, and Corky, Bob Clappish. For Cece and Luke, who light the path and keep me firmly to it, Paul Solotaroff. Chapter 1, Locked and Loaded. Welcome to the Bronx Power Station. The general manager meetings each fall are baseball's version of a buddy's fishing junket to Belize. Executives harrowed by the grind of the season, 6 months of 7-day, 80-hour weeks, back page eruptions after 3-game slumps, and side-eyed shade from their high school daughters over another pre-prom party not attended, disappear for 4 days in mid-November to a luxe hotel overlooking a golf course. None of the GMs can putt worth a damn, but the greens are beside the point. Their fixed destination is the lobby bar, where someone's playing piano, the shades are drawn against the late fall sun, and 30 men with the hardest jobs in the trade can let loose and get buzzed. Each man has his clique of whiskey pals, the ones he met while working his way up the organizational chart of his club, or the 2 or 3 peers he's grown comfortable making deals with since he ascended the throne. Not a lot gets done at these boys' club excursions, in part because of the calendar. The free agent market is barely a week old. No one's finalized his 40-man roster, and the needs of each team won't fully manifest until the frenzy of winter meetings 1 month hence. Those events, held in mid-December at another Kublai Khan luxe resort, are a Ford Bronco chase of trades and desperation, capitalism on a 4-day cracktoot. In addition, supplicants by the thousands show up to try to make their luck there. Vendors, beat writers, unemployed scouts and coaches, and moon-eyed fans and their kids. Such is the noise and traffic that GMs hole up in their suites, texting each other madly to find a right-handed bat or a couple of young pitchers with controllable years. The stakes couldn't be higher for those concerned. Any executive who goes home empty this year may be back in next year's winter meetings looking for work. Still, it's not like nothing happens at the GM meetings 1 month prior. Over third and fourth cocktails, GMs pull each other's strings for leads on what they hope they'll get done later. At one point or another, most will pay homage to the guy or two holding all the cards, the lucky executives who happen to have deep wells of talent on their double and triple A rosters. In this, the age of the real
Sample complete. Ready to continue?